A reading from the Gospel of Mark. As Jesus was setting out on a journey, a man ran up, knelt down before him, and asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus answered him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not kill. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not defraud. Honor your father and your mother." He replied and said to him, "Teacher, all of these I have observed from my youth." Jesus, looking at him, loved him and said to him, "You are lacking in one thing. Go, sell what you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." At that statement, his face fell, and he went away sad, for he had many possessions. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples were amazed at his words. So Jesus again said to them in reply, "Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than for one who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." They were exceedingly astonished and said among themselves, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "For men it is impossible, but not for God. All things are possible for God." This is the gospel of the Lord. We are probably very familiar with this story of the young man eager to earn eternal life. Jesus points out the basic commandments. Then the young man says, "Check, done that." Well, Jesus, in all his wisdom and insight, looked deep into the eyes of the boy, pointing out the missing links. Clean out your closet. Give away what is extra. Shake off the stuff of your life which hinders you from growing. Rid yourself of what is not necessary. Spend time in prayer and look at what keeps you from loving, from sharing, from welcoming the stranger into your heart. Do all this, feel clean and ready. Then come to me. Do not let stuff get in your way. Look straight away into my eyes, into what I have prepared for you. Put blinders on if necessary, but just do it. Then you will inherit the kingdom. Some of the commentaries on this passage speak of the old but probably not true tale where the camel, in trying to pass through the very small gate called the eye of a needle, needs to be free of his baggage and kneel down to be able to fit. Jesus uses this story as well. It's something to think about, true or not. Then I suppose there is the situation of very wealthy people worrying that because their lives are comfortable, maybe the road to heaven is a bit shaky. They too might want to kneel down like the camel, slip through with the proper goal in mind. I guess it really does not have a whole lot to do with how much of this world's goods we have, but how attached we are. I once rode Amtrak to visit a brother in Washington State. My friend and I prepared mightily for this two-day train ride, but I will never forget us trying to negotiate the steps of the train with all our luggage, food, things to do, etc. I don't recall anyone helping us either. What I did learn from that moment was that having too much luggage and baggage definitely hinders the ease of travel. Simple is good. Yes, simple is better. Without the distractions of too much stuff, we can focus on the very important, what is at hand. I love to remember children running foot races on the playground. I would be at the goal, calling the children two at a time to race each other. Invariably, they would take their eyes off the goal, turning to watch their competitor to see how he or she was doing and to see who was ahead. I suppose I tried to advise them that this behavior may slow them down, but what good did that do to an 8-year-old? So today we do a cleansing. Let's take a walk and meet Jesus in the park. Let's be the young man and ask Jesus for his advice. And be ready when he says, "Go home now and check." Check the heart, the mind, the daily behaviors, the prayer life, the wants versus needs, and all the rest. Be brave as you enter that space of intimacy where only you and Jesus reside, where you are free and clean. And then listen to the words of Jesus when he says, "How hard it is for those who have wealth to enter the kingdom of God." But then to hear him say, "All things are possible for God." What a joy those words can be. And let us listen.